U.S. Airways and its pilots go to court on Friday. Airlines are looking at further capacity cuts. And Angel Flight Australia mourns its first fatalities. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 17th, 2011. A federal judge has set a tentative date of this Friday for a hearing on an allegation by U.S. Airways that its union pilots who belong to USAPA are staging an illegal work action, or as the union calls it, a safety campaign. The airline says the actions are causing flight delays and mishandled bags, which has caused harm to its business. North Carolina U.S. District Judge Robert Conrad stopped short of issuing a temporary restraining order sought by the airline to immediately stop the safety campaign. He also did not change the venue of the hearing to New York as the union had requested, according to The Street. Both sides have been instructed to submit filings in the case. The airline filed the suit July 29th, alleging that late arrivals and mishandled bags climbed substantially on flights between the carrier's Charlotte and Philadelphia hubs, resulting in numerous cancellations between May 1st and the end of July. The union categorically denies the allegations and said it has posted a message to its pilots saying it is not union policy to, quote, engage in any sort of illegal job actions, unquote. With the end of the peak summer travel season just 3 weeks away, U.S. airlines are staring at volatile fuel costs and declining consumer confidence and are likely to make the decision to reduce their capacity or at least hold off on expansion of available seats. Delta and Southwest have already announced plans to do so, and Hunter Kay, an analyst at New York-based Wolf Trahan & Company, tells Bloomberg others will follow the trend toward contraction. The recent roller coaster of the downgrade by Standard & Poor of the quality rating of federal debt, followed by wild swings in stock prices, have contributed to consumer confidence in the U.S. reaching its lowest level since 1980. Kay predicts, quote, I don't think airlines should view that nervousness as short-term. If executives are going to go out and assume high fuel prices are here to stay, then they should assume that fear and destruction of consumer wealth are here indefinitely as well, unquote. Despite gasoline prices for motorists, which declined 10 cents per gallon last week, and predictions the fall could continue, refining costs for jet fuel are predicted to rise. Bloomberg reports airlines have tried to recoup those costs by raising fares at least 8 times this calendar year so far, but in 3 of the last 4 attempts, they've had to roll them back again. The industry's bread and butter are business travelers, who often have no choice but to pay high last-minute fares. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly sees slow growth ahead in that segment, telling Bloomberg, quote, it's very clear the economy is not recovering. Business travel won't grow until the economy really does grow at a healthy rate, unquote. Among other airlines, United Continental says it will not cut capacity in 2011. At the other extreme, American Airlines has made 3 progressive cuts, totaling 1.9% of capacity, and says it expects to cut more seats in 2012. Family and friends in Northwest Victoria, Australia, are mourning a 15-year-old girl lost in the crash of an Angel Flight mission, and the 69-year-old pilot who died trying to serve her family's needs. The girl's mother was the only survivor of the crash, and she remains hospitalized with serious injuries. The Herald Sun reports the teen, Jacinda Twigg, was being transported home from her last hospital treatment for debilitating juvenile arthritis when the pilot, Don Curnow, ran into bad weather. The Piper PA-28-180 came down in a paddock in Wallop near Horsham. Weather was said to be rainy but not violent. Curnow reportedly had 800 hours logged, was night-rated, and had flown 24 previous Angel Flight missions. Len Twigg, Jacinda's father, said she was returning from her last visit for treatment and traveled by Angel Flight because she was too fragile to cope with long car trips. Jacinda's mother, 43-year-old Julianne Twigg, is reported to have suffered head, chest, and rib injuries. She remains in a coma, but it was not stated whether it was medically induced. Of his daughter, Len Twigg told the Herald Sun, quote, she was my best friend. We'd go and do things together. She'd always come with Dad. If I went down the street, she'd come. She was a very special girl. The world is going to miss her. Her friends will just be shattered, unquote. The Twiggs have 3 other children. Angel Flight's Bill Bristow said the girl and her mother flew with the charity every 3 months and were on their 20th flight. Of the accident, he commented to ABC Radio, quote, it was our nightmare scenario. Angel Flight has now helped or flown more than 11,000 missions of this sort with volunteer pilots and never had an accident or incident. so this has come as a dreadful shock to us, unquote. Still ahead, CSC says it's getting the FAA ready for next gen. The Osprey will help Niagara Falls celebrate the Bell Years. And the Wichita Aero Club regroups without Bob Stangerone. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Paul Platt. CSC, Computer Sciences Corporation, announced this week it has successfully implemented a series of upgrades to the FAA's Traffic Flow Management System, or TFMS, during the first half of 2011. The upgrades include two separate software releases improving the performance and functionality of TFMS and a successful transition of the TFMS equipment to a new command center. Both upgrades are part of a larger FAA effort to modernize traffic flow management in preparation for the deployment of the FAA's next-gen ATC initiatives. TFMS tracks, anticipates, and manages the flow of air traffic throughout U.S. airspace. Mike Gaffney, president of CSC's North American Public Sector Civil Group, commented, quote, CSC is proud to support FAA efforts to streamline aircraft flow management while reducing flight delays and decreasing costs for the flying public and the airlines, unquote. The two software releases were completed in January and June of this year and provide new functional enhancements for traffic management coordinators to model the impacts of traffic on the national airspace system, as well as new interfaces for eventual next-gen applications. The latest release provides a significant boost to computing performance, reducing average server loads during peak traffic times. In April, CSC successfully transitioned the TFMS remote site from the Air Traffic Control System Command Center in Herndon, Virginia, to the new command center in Vint Hill, Virginia. This relocation is also part of a larger effort to modernize traffic flow. CSC says the move was completed on time, on budget, and without any disruption in day-to-day TFMS operations. Airports Council International North America President Greg Principato has joined the chorus urging the bipartisan congressional leadership of both the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee and the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee to pass a long-term extension of the operating authority of the FAA when they return to Washington next month. In his letter, Principato emphasized, quote, at a time when both the economy and job growth are on shaky ground, one positive step Congress can take is to provide a two-year extension of the FAA's operating authority through fiscal year 2013 in order to provide the stability needed to plan and move forward with needed improvements in the National Aviation Transportation System and to protect the integrity of the Aviation Trust Fund, unquote. Principato stresses that airports will continue to support the efforts of both chambers to complete their negotiations on the pending FAA bill, but, quote, Congress cannot afford to leave the aviation industry or the FAA in limbo any longer. In the last year and a half alone, there have been 12 extensions, providing an average of 51 days of operating authority. This is not, as Department of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has said, the way to run the safest aviation system in the world, unquote. Airports Council International North America represents local, regional, and state governing bodies that own and operate commercial airports in the U.S. and Canada. The Thunder of Niagara Air Show is scheduled for the weekend of September 10th and 11th and will recall a brighter time in the industrial history of Western New York with a tribute to the Bell Aircraft Corporation. The predecessor of Bell Helicopter Textron was founded July 10, 1935 in Buffalo by Larry Bell. In 1946, many aviation pioneers were flying experimental Bell helicopter models in that area. In fact, during that time, the Buffalo operation was essentially the only place where a pilot could get flight instruction in helicopters. The 2011 Thunder of Niagara Air Show at the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station is scheduled to feature a U.S. Marine Corps V-22 Osprey, which is manufactured by Bell Boeing. Used in conventional and special operations, the tilt rotor aircraft takes off and lands like a helicopter, but once airborne, its engine components can be rotated to convert the aircraft to a turboprop airplane capable of high-speed, high-altitude flight. Airshow attendees will be granted a chance to view the Osprey close up, as well as speak with its operators about its many capabilities. The theme of this year's show is honoring the memories, sacrifices, and actions of first responders and U.S. military personnel during and after the 2001 terrorist attacks against our nation. And finally today, many in the industry are reflecting on Friday's resignation of Bob Stangerone from Cessna, where he had served for 6 years as the company's VP of Communications, a role which brought him into frequent contact with ANN and other media. He told friends by email last week, quote, "I am especially grateful to my mentor and friend and a great leader, Jack Pelton, and his wonderful wife, Rose, for giving me this fantastic opportunity with Cessna," unquote. Stangerone's praise for Pelton comes amid speculation that he had been targeted by Textron management following Pelton's sudden displacement. The idea that Stangerone was about to be nudged out certainly wasn't damped by another comment in his email. Quote, "If I learned one thing over the years, it's the importance of staying ahead of change, to make things happen rather than wonder what happened," unquote. Stangerone says he plans to return to the East Coast to be closer to family. No other future plans have been mentioned. The VP was respected beyond media circles. Stangerone won high praise for leading a revival of the Wichita Aero Club, which he served as founding member of the board since 2008. A commenter on one blog noted, quote, "Without Bob, the Wichita Aero Club would still have had only one meeting, a balloon launch in 1915, unquote. Back on August 2nd, the Wichita Aero Club announced that Stangerone would hand over the president's position to Patrick Tuttle in January of 2012. Tuttle previously served as club treasurer and was elected by the WAC board to an interim position of vice chairman effective August 1st. At the time, Stangerone said only, quote, "It's been an honor to serve as chairman of this great organization for the past 3 years. And as we transition from an entrepreneurial organization to the next phase, it's time to hand the baton over to someone else. Patrick, with his business acumen and proven commitment to the club, is exactly the right person for the job," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.